Welcome to a special RIMSCast episode brought to you by RISKconnect. I am Justin Smolleson, host of RIMSCast and the business content manager here at RIMS, the Risk and Insurance Management Society. Today, we will take a deeper dive into why this is the time for organizations to hire a chief risk officer, and more specifically, how a chief risk officer can help boost resilience. You can learn more by visiting RISKconnect.com, but we've got a special treat for you today. Jim Wettekamp, RISKconnect's Chief Executive Officer, is here to share his insights. Jim, thank you for joining us here on RIMSCast. So Jim, how has the pandemic elevated the role of risk management, and what trends are you seeing in the market?
Yeah, it's a great place to kind of start the discussion on what's happening in the risk space right now. And what we've seen over the past 12 to 18 months is organizations have had to lean on risk management really heavily in this past year as they've been faced with these broadening ranges of threats to their operation and workforce. And not only has that been for sharing critical information like potential impacts, but also looking for innovative solutions to managing and tracking COVID-related information and risks and other operational challenges that they've experienced over the past year. We've heard so many customers in sharing information about being in a meeting or on a call with their peers and being the only stakeholder who could raise their hand kind of over and over again as the organization desperately reached out and looked for new information and insights about the business to be able to make decisions in this period. And they found themselves continually kind of leading the effort as it related to gathering, tracking, and starting to assemble information and data to drive decisions in this environment.
And what's happening beyond that?
Well, what it's resulted in is beyond just elevating the role of risk management, we're seeing a new quarterback kind of come to the fore to help guide the organization strategically around these topics. And while the financial services organizations have traditionally had a role called a chief risk officer, it's becoming an increasingly hot commodity and necessary role in other organizations as well, to have that senior level executive presence that thinks about risk across the entire business and then partners with the board and their peer executives on responding to these challenges.
Jim, why is it important for organizations to invest in a CRO?
Why? The simple reason is they're your champion. They become the point person in charge of the overall process, the technology, the structure. And they tie all these pieces together into a cohesive risk story. Investing in that kind of role spurs innovation for the entire organization in terms of how you analyze risk, how you respond, and overall elevates the status of risk management both inside and outside your organization. And there's a second reason, if we're all honest about our own organizations, is it has the ability to cut through red tape and eliminate bottlenecks. We often are the same group that gets in the way of our own needs and actions as it relates to risk. And having that senior level executive helps you move more rapidly, more reliably to manage risk in line with your risk appetites.
Jim, the events of 2020 and 2021 have made it clear that resilience is no longer a crisis-driven capability that only occasionally comes into play. Resilience needs to be a regular part of doing business. How can a CRO help boost resilience?
To start off, two great ways. First one, accountability. A CRO can help break down silos between departments, be a uniting force across the organization for consistency, communication, collaboration, all these things that are needed to pivot quickly inside a crisis. And they can hold various stakeholders accountable and bridge some of the silos that we often see between these functions. The second thing that they can do is provide strategic guidance to the C-suite. So they bring in that experience and all of those playbooks and leadership related to the discipline of risk management. And that given leadership's newfound appreciation for those things, they now have an open avenue to sit at the table and present that strategy. And that CRO can bring that strategic guidance on high impact risks and how to handle the upstream and downstream consequences really elevating risk to that chief role and drive awareness to the organization.
Jim, let's talk a little bit about risk culture because we hear about it all the time.
Well, with the importance of understanding your risk appetite and this kind of elevation of the CRO role we've been talking about, the CRO can help instill and kind of crystallize the risk mindset inside the organization. And culture is the way we think about that. So how, why, and the way in which the business manages and reacts to risk is a manifestation of that culture. And the CRO is a visible presence to keep top of mind that culture and that awareness at all levels of the organization.
So let's get a little bit more granular here. How do they actually do that?
From that role that they have at that senior leadership standpoint, they're one of the only folks in the organization that can offer a holistic view across the entire organization. And think about what that means: insurable risk, third-party risk, IT risk, HR risk, compliance risk. Risk comes from all sorts of directions and is ubiquitous to the organization. And from this chief role, they can step back from day-to-day reactions and triage and think more broadly. They can bring together data in a way that hasn't been done before and breaks down silos. And they can invest in strategies and approaches and kind of drive budget, real dollars, against operational resilience outside of specific departments or functions. And they're able to make a material impact on the business just from their kind of horizontal and vertical view to the entire organization.
So Jim, how can technology such as Risk Connect help CROs get that 360-degree view of risk?
It does it in a few ways. Starts with integration, brings all risk-related data, insurable and non-insurable, into one place for this comprehensive view of end-to-end risk across the organization. It also interrelates that data. It helps you understand the cumulative impact of the organization and correlates that data together to help you understand how one risk impacts another risk, because it's not all manifest and apparent right at the beginning. It allows you to do things like tell senior leaders, if we have a risk event, like a breach, for example, what would that mean to the organization across all of its critical business services, across all of its operations, across all of the levels of its supply chain or its customer base, and look at that end to end. It helps you talk to stakeholders and explain the benefits of solving these problems and helps translate that, quantify it, because some folks talk in uptime, some talk in dollars, some talk in injuries or harm or asset damage. How do you bring everybody together to a consistent picture when everybody's driving off of a different book of facts? It also just greatly speeds up the organization. You can easily get information, intelligence shared to your internal stakeholders, to your external stakeholders. We have so many more people in our environments now demanding and needing evidence, compliance evidence. Our customers need it. Our third parties need it. Our regulatory bodies need it. Our board needs it. Our customers need it. So we have to be cognizant of that. And often, if you're not operating this way, you're either showing up to the meeting all with a different book of facts and different information, or you're really, really late to the game in pulling that data together because it took you so long to assimilate it. And with this kind of approach, you can greatly speed those activities of getting to this single pane of glass.
So does it help communicate with stakeholders?
Yeah, absolutely. It brings everybody to a single pane of glass. So from your stakeholder perspective across the business, horizontally or up and down vertically, it helps explain to all of those stakeholders the benefits of mitigating and solving these risks and bringing these practices into action. And it also helps greatly with doing that in an accurate and timely basis. So we can compile reports more easily, share intelligence with the executive team. They can make more informed decisions. We can mitigate emerging threats and disruptions more proactively. So something that used to take us months can now be done in hours, and it can be done far more accurately than it was done before. Because oftentimes in our previous experience, by the time the report was ready, the data was out of date. And with solutions like these, those reports can be produced in just a couple of clicks, or even better, all of those different stakeholders can log in, view, and consume that data in real time for when they need it in what they're doing day in and day out versus being served reports on a periodic basis.
Jim, you mentioned stories of customers and how they leveraged RiskConnect's technology amid the crisis. How did integrated risk management boost the response time for your customers?
I think there are a lot of great examples of this, but a couple that come to mind. One is Wendy's, for example. Wendy's had pre-established already an enterprise risk management program, and one of the risks on that program, you know, already in the risk register or on the heat map, if you will, was a pandemic type event. What that meant was that as COVID-19 evolved, they might not have been ready for the magnitude, duration, or volatility of that particular event, but they weren't caught by surprise, the scope of impact to their critical services, the understanding of what their top 2, 3, 4 responses would be in that type of scenario. They'd already thought those through and mapped them. Another example is Randstad, and what they discovered through the process was how much information they had at their fingertips through the risk program, knowledge about their critical assets, their exposures, their people, their clients, all this information that was already available and tied together for them to make decisions about how they moved to a remote work environment, how they supported their critical customers, how they provided for the health and safety of their employees, but then also how they start to unwind some of those changes and return back into supporting customers and eventually back into a more normal work environment.
Jim, we've covered the role of the CRO, resilience, and technology. Do you have any other parting thoughts?
Resilience is about being prepared for future disruptions, but it's also about being ready for new opportunities. And integrated risk management technology can arm you with the information to strengthen your resilience and have you prepared for the speed and scale of not only current threats, but also the growth opportunities in front of you. And that intelligence is even more powerful if you give it a voice by formalizing it with a strategic leader, such as a chief risk officer.
All right, Jim, before we go, I would love to know what other offerings RiskConnect has coming up.
Well, we'll be hosting our next Risk at Work webinar on July 15th at 1 p.m. Eastern. If you haven't had a chance to attend any of these webinars before, the Risk at Work webinars are educational webinar series that are designed to kind of dive into topics like these and common challenges that risk teams face. The one on the 15th will be focused on the agile and resilient organization and how to think creatively about risk, and we'll be joined by GRC pundit Michael Rasmussen. So if you'd like to join us, go ahead and check it out at https://riskconnect.com/webinars.
Excellent. Well, Jim Wetekamp, RiskConnect CEO, thank you so much for joining us today on RIMSCast.
Thanks a lot, Justin. Enjoyed it.
Special thanks to Jim Wetekamp, CEO of RiskConnect, for joining us today. Be sure to visit riskconnect.com. That's RiskConnect.com.